The parish of St. Rose Philippine Duchenne, where all of us belong, is divided into small Christian community. One of the goals of establishing small Christian community is to establish a caring community. And how do we describe a caring community? A caring community is when everyone sees the other as a brother or a sister, and that he is responsible for his brother and sisters. You know, when we are going to be saved, it is not only an individual act, but it is a communitarian act. This is actually, my dear brothers and sisters, the essence of a church. A church is a community where everyone knows, where everyone cares, where everyone loves, and everyone is responsible for his brothers and sisters. Ezekiel, in our first reading today, was given the task by Yahweh as God, as a watchman, sentinel. It is a very, very difficult task. Imagine you have to monitor, or you have to see your brother. You're responsible to your brother. You have to pinpoint the fault of someone else. Isn't it difficult? What if that brother or sister would say, "Mind your own business. Do not mind me. I know what I'm doing." It's very, very difficult, right? But we live in a community. We don't make as our justification the answer of Cain to his brother Abel when he killed Abel, and God asked him, "Where is your brother?" What was the answer of Cain? "Am I my brother's keeper?" We should not make it as our justification, because as members of the church, we are our brother's keeper. Now, going back to Ezekiel in our first reading, so he was given this task to watch, to pinpoint the fault of someone else in the community. But he was always reminded that the motivation of pinpointing the fault of others or of someone else is always to dissuade the other from his wrongdoing. Ezekiel was reminded that in pinpointing the fault of someone else, it is not so much to put him down or to ridicule him, but rather to win him over to God, to dissuade him from his wrongdoing. Because in the first reading, God reminded that if a person who does wrong or who does commit sin, and if nobody would correct him, that person, or if that person who is responsible for correcting him is responsible before God. So dear brothers and sisters, from this task given to Ezekiel by Yahweh as God, we are reminded that in the community, we are our brother's keeper. But we are also reminded that in correcting the faults of other person, it should always be done with love, with care. "I do this because I care for you. You are my brother. You are not. I am concerned for you because I am your brother. You are a brother to me. We are all children of the same Father, and I am responsible for you before the presence of God." This is the very essence of the church. This is the very essence of a community, my dear brothers and sisters, in contrast to what is pervading now, which is individualism. Salvation is that individualism. Yes, we commit our sins individually, but even sin has an effect in the community. That's why we're always responsible. But again, I would like to remind that correcting the faults of someone else should always be done with love, should always be done with care, because we are brothers and sisters in the community. St. Paul, in the second reading, talks about the community that cares for one another. What do we owe? What do I owe you? What do I owe you? St. Paul reminds the Romans. And it is this. There is one debt that we owe to one another. And again, St. Paul reminded that debt, D-E-B-T, no? That debt is love. We owe somebody, and we owe that somebody by loving him. And this is the very essence of the commandments. If we analyze the Ten Commandments, it is summarized in one word. And that, what is that word? Love. Love. Love of God, the first two, three, and the love of neighbor. Now, St. Paul, my dear brothers and sisters, is reminding us that this love should be an active kind of love. Yes, we are reminded of the commandments. You shall not kill. It is very clear in the commandment of God. You shall not steal. It is very clear in the commandments of God. But when God says, avoid killing, but am I a pro-life person? Do I have a pro-life stance? So in regard to killing, no, the commandment says, you shall not steal. But come to think of it, do we share? Do we share? So this is the active kind of love. You're not only told to avoid killing, avoid adultery, avoid stealing, but you are commanded to do something positive. This is what it means to have an active kind of love towards the other. And according to St. Paul, this is what we owe to one another, to love. But it is this kind of love should be an active kind of love. It is not only avoiding sin, but doing something positive. Why? Because in doing something positive, on an active kind of love, we are edifying one another. We edify each other. We don't destroy the other when he sin, but we continue to build up the spirit of one another in the community. This is the real Christian community. When we edify, we build up the spirit of one another, not to put him down. This is fraternal correction, the essence of our gospel. Of course, we raised our brow. Oh, why should I correct my fellow human beings, my brother and sisters, when I too have my own faults? I have my own weaknesses, my own limitations, my own frailties and sinfulness. But then again, the point of reference is we are the church. We are the body of Christ. We are the community established by Christ. And so we are responsible for one another. Now, fraternal correction is a process. It is a process. It involves three steps. Number one, point out to someone his faults or his wrongdoing. But we are always reminded to do it in a private manner. Please, please, please. And sometimes we fall into this trap that we gossip. We gossip about the sins and the faults of others. So don't gossip. Our goal is always to win over the brother, to win him back to God, and to dissuade him from his wrongdoing. That is the first step, private way of showing him his fault or his mistake. Second, bring someone as witness. Witness is necessary to establish the fact. Third, the role of the church. And this is our prayer, that the church hopefully would act as a community that cares, a community that loves, not a community that ridicule, and not as a community that condemn. Usually it's easy to condemn, no? When we hear, when we see that somebody commits a mistake, we usually have that rash judgment and immediately condemn him. No, the community that we are establishing should never be a condemning community, but rather a caring community, a loving community, where we wanted to really win back the other to Christ and to God. And so the reminder, number one reminder, pray. Prayer is very, very important. Pray for that brother or sister whom you know who have committed some mistake or sin. There is no substitute for prayer, because the presence of God in a community is very, very important. It is God who overcomes our faults. It is God who forgives us. Jesus said in today's gospel, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. So this is the importance of prayer. When you pray, God is there with you. When you pray to that brother or sister who committed some fault, it is God who enlightens his mind. Second, do not rejoice when somebody does a wrongdoing. Do not rejoice. Pray for him. Pray for her. Third, concern and caring should be present. Concern and caring should be the primary motive of doing this in fraternal correction, not revenge or not putting the person down. And lastly, and the most important thing is, see always in the other person a brother or a sister. Going back to Cain and Abel, Cain did not see Abel as a brother. Cain saw in Abel an enemy. So this is not, this should not be present in our community. Do not see the other as a rival. Do not see the other as a competitor, but see the other as a brother and a sister.